Good morning. Today we are completing our topic. If we have a number of people together for Kiddush, Shabbos, or Yontif, should one person say Kiddush for everyone, or should each person say Kiddush for himself? And we saw that this is actually a machlokes. Some poskim prefer Barovam Hadras Melech, prefer that one person says it for everyone. And the way that everyone is Yotze is via Shomeya Keone, when they hear the bracha of the person who is being Mekadesh, who is saying the bracha. The person saying the bracha has the intention to be motzi them, and they, as listeners, have the intention to be yotze. We say shomea kaone, and accordingly, because of that mechanism, shomea kaone, it's as if everyone is saying the bracha, so it's preferable to do the kiddush, barova madras melech. Or on the other hand, is it preferable, because of mitzvah bo yoser mebishlucho, that each person is preferred that they do the mitzvah themselves? So that's the machlokas that we saw, and obviously everyone should continue in the minag that they saw in their parents' households, grandparents' household. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'altitosh Torah simecha. So they should stick with their various minhagim. But on the side, and I think this is probably the more prevalent minhag, that one person says kiddush for everyone because of brava majas melech. We said that the mechanism that how that works is Shomea Kohone. So today we're going to look into Shomea Kohone and see some interesting ramifications of when we say Shomea Kohone. Does it really mean that the person who is listening, the one, is really as if he is saying the brachas on the same level, or maybe there's some differences to it? So the source of Shomea Kohone is actually a brachas in Sukkah, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Minayin, the Shomea Kohone. Where do we learn it from? And the Gemara there brings a pasuk, Melachim Beis, that we learn Shomea Kohone, that if somebody listens, Shomea, it's as if he said the item itself. Here we're talking about a bracha. So our first question in that regard is, do you have to say Amen, or what happens if you are Shomea Kohone, you listen, but you're Shotek? Shomea Ushotek. In other words, you listened, you had kavana, the person saying the bracha had kavana to be motzi you, but you did not answer amen. Can you still be yotze that way? So the Rambam, and this is actually how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, the Rambam in Hilchos Baruchos says as follows, Kol hashomea bracha min abrachos mitchilasa v'atzofa, anyone who hears a bracha from beginning till end, miniskavin, that's said by Yedei Chovaso Yatz, and he had in mind that he's going to be yotze, and the person saying the bracha also had in mind that he's going to be motze, the people listening, you are yotze, ve'af al ki shelo ana amen, and even though you did not say amen, you are still yotze via shomea kohone. And this is based in the Gemara and Brachos, mem hei amabez, tanina shama v'lo ana yatza, somebody who heard but did not respond, did not say amen, you are still yotze. So the Shari Tshuva tells us that still lechatchila, you should be saying amen after the bracha that you're having in mind. But nonetheless, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah points out as well, mihu b'dieved, afilu lo na'ana amen yatza, even if you didn't say amen, b'dieved, you are still yotze. So the tour comes and he limits this somewhat, and he says that shishtika mo'ila liyoshomea ka'one belo anias amen. So this concept that being quiet, just listening, having in mind that you're going to be yotze but not saying amen, that is sufficient shomea ka'one. It depends. That is specifically when the person saying the bracha to be motzi you is obligated and is fulfilling that same bracha. So for example, if that person is saying the kiddush and he hasn't said kiddush yet, he hasn't been yotze kiddush yet, so he is being yotze, you are being yotze via shomea kohone, in that instance, you would not have to say amen. At least b'dieved, you don't have to say amen, lechatchila you do. But if the person saying the bracha was already yotze, he's not chayiv in that bracha, and he's simply saying it for you who are obligated in that bracha, in that instance, indeed, says the Torah in the Sawi Paskin and the Raman Shulchan Aruch, you would be required to say amen. Okay, so that's Shomea Kohone. Our next question, fascinating question when it comes to Shomea Kohone. The Biomer Rav Ravadia Yosef was asked the following questions. Question, somebody who is being yotze a birkas hananin. So for example, he wants to have an apple and somebody else is also saying an apple, having an apple. So the person saying the bracha is having the person in mind that is being yotze via shomea kohone. The person is being yotze via shomea kohone, has it in mind as well. So that's what happens. And then after hearing the bracha, the person who is listening decides, I'm not going to eat the apple after all. I don't want to have the apple. Or he decides that he wants to say the bracha himself. So the question was, Ha'im hu over al is a bracha levatala? Is this a bracha levatala? Certainly, the person who says a bracha, and he decides that I'm not going to eat this apple, and he already said the bracha, that's a bracha levatala. That was a bracha that is wasted. But how about the person who didn't say the bracha, but he is yotzevaya shomea ka'one? He heard it, hears it, he has it in mind, and then thereafter decides to change his mind, I'm not going to have this apple, or I'm going to just say the bracha myself. We say shomea ka'one. So do we really take this seriously, that it says if he said the bracha, and it's a bracha levatala, or not? So in fact, Rav Avadia Yosef says, Shomea Kona means you are as if you're saying the bracha. And accordingly, if you have listened and you have said Amen, and that's the proviso, you have listened, you had in mind to be Yotze, and you said Amen, Chayav Litom Kosher, you have to taste something, you have to eat something, even if it's a tiny amount, in order for that bracha to be effective, V'lotia Kebracha Levatala. So it won't be a bracha Levatala, because that's how Shomea Ke'one works. As long as you said Amen after the Shomea, after the bracha, your Yotzevai Shomea Ke'one, and Memela, it could very well be that it's a bracha levatala if you don't eat. However, if you did not say Amen, and then you changed your mind, you listened to the bracha, you had in mind, I'm going to be Yotzei, but then you didn't say Amen, and you changed your mind. In that situation, says Rav Avadia Yosef, Nirish Rashai La'asot Chen, it appears that would be permitted. It would not be a bracha levatala. Just one more point on this. If we are really saying shomeya ke'one, so we have the question then, does everyone have to hold a kos, have a cup in his hand of the wine during kiddush? So the mevarach does have it in his hand. So how about the shomeya? And before getting to an answer to that, the Hagos Yesh Nachalim says as follows, that if you have people that they are listening to somebody who's saying the Kiddush, and the person saying the Kiddush is holding to the cup, and they are saying it along with them, that is not lechatchila, that's not ideal, because they are saying the words of the Kiddush. Tekevan she'omer ha'kiddush be'atzmo, because you're saying the words, lechatchila, you have to be holding a cup as well. So somebody is yotze, but saying the words of the Kiddush, you have the same din as somebody is saying the Kiddush. You are saying the Kiddush, you have to hold the cup. And accordingly, he says that preferable that you not do that. What you should really do, if you want to say the Kiddush, is be noheg like the Ola Shabbos, who was of the view that everyone should say Kiddush for themselves and hold the cup by yourself. So it's possible that we can learn from this that is simply, I'm trying to read into this Hagos Yesh Nachalim, that it could very well be that specifically somebody who is saying the words of the Kiddush has to hold the cup, but somebody who is listening to somebody via Shomea Ka'one does not have to hold the cup, and that would be because the person saying the bracha is holding the cup for them, and they are being yotze via his bracha. So although it is like they are saying the bracha, but they are still attached to the person who is saying the bracha, so shemeya ka'one, so only the mevarech would have to hold the cup and not everyone else. And if we look at the minhag ha'olam, obviously is like that. When somebody says kiddush for other people, not everyone is holding a kos. If you go to a kiddush after shul on Shabbos morning and one person is saying kiddush for 800 people or 200 people or 50 people, not everyone is holding a full cup, male, and at the right shear, that's not how it's done. So kipshuto, we would not say that everyone has to hold the cup. The Mekadesh holds the cup. They are Mekayim et Barov Amadras Melech. The mechanism is Shomeya Ke'one, and he is holding the Mevarech, the Mekadesh, so saying the Kiddush, is holding the cup on behalf of everyone who is listening via Shomeya Ke'one. Have a wonderful day.